Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Can a relationship survive long distance? We're talking international long distance here. Our story today involves a breakup and then maybe, just maybe, a happily ever after. Hi, I'm Sarah Wendell.
I'm Alicia Rye. Welcome to Love Struck Daily, where we bring you a love story every single day.
Long distance romance.
Mm-hmm.
I had one of those. Adam was in college in Chicago and I was in college in South Carolina, and you had to pay by the minute for your phone calls, and mm-hmm. no one had cell phones, and mm-hmm. it was expensive, and I didn't have email. This was before my college got email.
Oh, yeah. I had mine was right after college. It was difficult. We're together for like a year or so after that, and then it just petered out. But yeah, it's hard. I think we had email, we had cell phones, but we didn't have texting. And I remember, like, that was back in the day where you would get the bill and it would tell you exactly how many people you called and for how long. So my mom would get the bill and be so annoyed because I also wasn't supposed to really be dating. So I had to be a little tricksy about it.
Yeah.
Like, we had to use the home phones a lot.
I had an on-campus job just
to pay your phone.
Just to pay my phone bill.
Oh.
Yeah, it was bad. It was way
bad. That is
bad.
But
it worked out in my favor.
Yeah, it worked out perfectly.
Yeah.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. Do you watch, there's a show called 90 Day Fiancé, Sarah.
I am aware of it, and I know that you are shocked that I have not watched it, being the connoisseur of reality television that I am.
I feel like we'll have to do a whole show on this at some point, but 90 Day Fiancé, for those who don't know, or for you, the idea is when you come to America from another country, you're bringing your fiancé over, there's something called the fiancé visa. You have to pull that in order to bring them over, and then after they come over, you have 90 days to get married, otherwise they have to go back home.
Yikes.
It started out, I believe, as a real genuine documentary style show where people were bringing their fiancés. So it was on TLC, Sarah, don't give me that look. It was on the Learning Channel.
Oh, so there was learning. Is this like back when A&E had art and entertainment?
Right. And so, but it did start out like the first, I just happened to rewatch the latest episode last night, Kai and I did, and it rolled over, you know, autoplayed into the first season. And we were watching, we're like, wow, these people were like actually kind of normal and kind of cool and not terrible people. But it has become a rather trashy reality show at this point where, you know, people are mostly on there, I think, for either seeking fame or whatever. And I do like to see, you know, the struggle of it. Like, it, you know, it's interesting to see for people who are actually in love. And there's always like at least one couple every now and again who's like a real couple, you know. And that part is interesting.
Yeah. Because cultural differences are real.
Cultural differences are real. And also just like, you know, what you go through to be together, like yeah. to cross cultures and, you know, bodies of water and land to be.
Yeah.
Together.
Speaking of,
today we are so excited to welcome two guests whose entire love story shows the trials of long-distance dating and the reward you earn when you persevere through the end. So please welcome Melanie Green and her husband, Robert, who, I might add, wrote into the show to share their love story with us. Well, hello, Robert and Melanie. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good afternoon, or good morning, or good evening.
Good day.
Good day to you.
Howdy.
Good day to you. And thank you so much for writing in, which we always appreciate. We get very excited when we hear that someone's written into the show.
So excited.
It's been a lot of fun to listen to the podcast, and I thought, oh, hey, I want to talk about my love story, too.
Yay!
Yes, absolutely. We love it. So, Robert, Melanie, yeah. tell me a little bit about how you met, where you met.
Tell us everything.
I'll tell you everything, the whole situation. I was at college in Santa Cruz, and mm-hmm. I had a boyfriend who'd been my boyfriend for a couple, you know, the whole time I was there, and he was going to be spending a year abroad in Ireland. Mm. And that was just so far away from California.
Of course.
So I thought, I'll go to England. Thinking it's only 500 miles. That's no distance at all to a Texan, but apparently mm-hmm. over there, that's really quite a very far distance. Yeah. But
they didn't know about Irish roads in the 1990s.
Yeah. So, so I picked this university in East Coast of England, University mm-hmm. of East Anglia, because they had a writing program. When I got there, one of my fellow American friends one day told me that she'd met this really amazing, charming Irishman on the bus. They were getting on the bus into town, and she was befuddled by the British coins, and he helped her make change for the bus and just proceeded to charm her throughout the ride into town. And she discovered that he was also in the writing program, but he was getting his master's degree. Hmm. So she said, "Get to know this guy for me. Help me out. I need to know more about him." And I said, "Okay, sure. I'll be helpful."
I saw Melanie at a place called the Sewell Barn Theater in the city of Norwich, where University of East Anglia is.
And where Anna Sewell, who wrote Black Beauty, it was her uncle's barn.
Yeah, so that's where that famous horse lived.
So perhaps that's where Black Beauty was.
Oh, very interesting.
But I had gone to the play with my American boyfriend and my other American friends, and my friend was like, "Hey, that's him. So at the intermission, we wandered over, and he was very sweet and responsive.
I can remember walking down the quiet streets of Norwich with this quite loud group of Americans, and I'd made a sort of educated guess that Pizza Hut was still open. Nowhere else was. And I was like, please let this place be open. And it was. And I think that probably was the turning point, you know? If that pizza restaurant had been closed,
we'd be doomed. And my boyfriend told me, "Hey, you should get to know that guy because he's in the writing program."
Okay.
you know, he's getting a master's and you want, you know, you should find out more. You should hang out with him. And I said, okay, sure. You know, my friend wanted me to hang out with him. My boyfriend wanted me to hang out with him. You know, I was just doing what I was told.
Yeah. Yeah. You were just following orders.
I was just following orders.
It's just peer pressure.
So I spent a few months working real hard to just get to know him so well so that I could help my friend out, because that's how very nice I am.
Meanwhile, I had a completely selfish agenda. I just wanted to start dating Melanie.
So we got to know each other over the course of that term. And then eventually...
London happened.
London happened, yes. Towards at the end of the term, we were all going back to the States. And he was going back to Dublin to visit his family. But he was staying with cousins in London for a few days before that. And so since we were all going to be in London at the same time, we... kind of a group of us arranged that we would meet one day. This was the 90s, of course, no texting. Mm-hmm. That we were going to meet at the Statue of Eros in Piccadilly Square. And Robert and I were the only ones who showed up.
Oh, well, how convenient.
So,
and again, I felt like cheering as with the pizza restaurant being open. I just couldn't believe
what luck.
The universe was giving me these breaks.
Yeah.
So he squired me around town, and it was all very, you know, fairy lights and Christmas displays and, you know, just basically was the complete gentleman. Aww.
And did you start dating shortly after that? Like, yeah, you were an item?
When we came back in January, then we did have a date, and it was like we held hands on the street, and I thought, it was one of those you hold hands and it was suddenly like electric lightning bolts, sort of, if this fits perfectly situations. So then I had to break up with the American.
Of course, yes.
Because this was just, it was just way too compelling.
Meant to be.
And so I, you know, flew over to Ireland and broke up with him. And that was not his favorite thing.
Of course.
You stopped off to visit my parents for the first time. We were a bit confused by the whole situation.
Who is this American? Why is she in our house?
Did you confess that you were on your way to break up with your boyfriend so you could date their son?
Not in those exact words, but yes. They kind of rolled with it, which was nice of them.
Oh, that's nice.
Or as confused as they must have been by the situation.
Yeah.
Then we had the rest of my junior year abroad together while he was working on his master's. And it was all very lovely and intense and delightful. But I had to go back to California. Mm-hmm. He then was graduating. He went to Paris to work.
But I remember I was going back to Norwich to finish my thesis, and I got on a bus, and I just remember that being the most dismal journey.
Well, before you got on the bus, he was, you know, in the queue and is about to get on the bus, and he broke away and came back to me. He kind of ran back across the pavement to me. And
I'd forgotten that.
So yeah, we had one last passionate kiss there at the Victoria Coach Station. And then he...
It's a very romantic place.
Very romantic. And he hopped back on the bus, and I sat there and I was like, oh, it's over. You know, because we were going to be then thousands of miles apart.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of 2 clinically studied ingredients in 1 revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect.
Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
We really did think it was over.
That was that, yeah.
Then for my year in California, he was in Paris, and we wrote letters.
Yeah, letters.
So many letters.
So you came back here. You were here for about a year, and mm-hmm. then you went back, right?
I did. I went back to get my master's at the same university.
Okay.
So I was back in East Anglia. He was in Dublin at that point. And as soon as I landed in England, I was basically plotting how soon I could get over to Dublin to see him.
Aww.
And we got to the point that I was, again, about to finish my degree and head back to America. And there were no more chances for schools or spring breaks or any of those other things to put us together. And
yeah,
so,
life was getting serious.
We decided we'd do something about it and get engaged. I was in Ireland. And we took about a week to kind of travel around the island and just be together and talk about our relationship and talk about the future. And before the week was up, we proposed.
Yeah. So we were engaged by the time we got back to Dublin.
Yeah.
Oh, aww. That's fantastic. And so you had to pull the fiance visa, the K-1 visa.
We had to pull
visa,
right?
The whole rigmarole. Yeah.
And we did try to first figure out how to stay in Europe.
Right.
But Dublin, they said I couldn't work because they had such a recession, there were no work visas. And so then we looked for jobs in London, but again, it was not the easiest situation.
Yeah, I got offered one job in publishing, but we would have starved that wage.
That's not a shock. Yeah.
Unfortunately, that's a lot of publishing.
Yeah,
yeah, it's true.
This is a very Houston story. Because we both had job offers here then eventually in that summer. And we planned to stay here for 2 years. And that was 28 years ago. That's very Houston.
Yeah.
You know.
It's a swamp. It sinks us in. It's my hometown. But yeah, so we did the fiance visa. We moved back to America the month before our wedding. So much of the wedding planning was, I don't know, Mom, you decide. I'll just do whatever you say.
I don't know if they still make fiancés or immigrants do this, but one of the things I had to carry with me an X-ray of my lungs.
Interesting.
To prove that I didn't have tuberculosis. So it was sort of a little bit of an Ellis Island vibe to it, even though arriving at Intercontinental.
Yeah, I think that might not be the case anymore, but I do know that they can ask for medical records and things like that. Wow. But so you had to go get an X-ray of your lungs to go to the embassy.
Yeah. Here I am.
And here you are. Yeah. And how old are your kids now?
26 and 22.
They're about your age. I mean, you're 22-year-old. So What advice would you give them now? Like, if they had something similar, they go to another country, they meet someone they love.
You know, all of the back and forth that we did was delightful. And it, you know, obviously we got a chance to know each other in a lot of ways, but it's nothing compared to the experience of living together. So once we got married and we was, you know, sharing a home, there was just so much growing up together that we ended up having to do. It was a massive shift in how we communicated, and it was really important to do that as openly. So we really had to kind of accept each other as we were, but then make plans together for how we were going to go forward.
Yeah, I think one thing that stood me in good stead is that I got some very good advice when I was a teenager on the subject of marriage. This person said, when you're ready to marry someone, make sure they're also your best friend. So and that I think that was very good advice, because I think for a long-term relationship, at least in my experience, I know people say opposites attract, and I'm sure that can work too, but what do I know? I've only been married once, but in our case, I think it's really helped that we have a lot in common. You know, I'd hate to be in a kind of very silent kind of relationship. Gotta really enjoy each other's company.
I think that is excellent advice.
Melanie, where can people find you online?
My website is melaniegreen.com, or I'm on Instagram as Melanie Green Author.
Thank you so much, both of you, for writing in. We really appreciate you coming on and taking the time to tell us all about your wonderful love story.
Yes.
Thank you for your warm welcome.
Yeah. Well, that was entirely adorable. And now I want to travel.
You want to go to Ireland now?
Yeah. Let's go. We should do a work trip.
Yeah.
Do some love stories.
Yeah. Drink some Guinness.
Drink some Guinness. We'll convince Abby and Jesse and Jen to come with us. It'll be a work trip.
Yeah. It'll be a full Love Struck Daily trip. Yeah. Field trip.
But before we grab our passports, what is your love to go today, Alicia?
I really love what Robert said about that, the advice that he got from an older person was to marry your best friend.
Yes.
You know, if your relationship's working for you and you don't consider your significant other your best friend, that's fine. But for me, I think that was really key, was to find somebody who could be my best friend. It makes everything so much easier when you have somebody.
It does.
Who is not only, you know, your love, but also your friend, and is there as your friend in your corner.
Absolutely. This is a person you're going to hang out with a lot.
We would love to hear about you and your best friend. So please send an email to lovestruckdaily@frolic.media if you have a love story to share or any questions or thoughts. And follow us on Instagram and Twitter at lovestruckdaily for extra content.
Our researcher is Jesse Epstein. Our editor is Jen Jacobs. We are produced by Abigail Steckler and Little Scorpion Studios with executive producer Frolic Media. This is an iHeartRadio podcast.
We wish you a very happily ever after. Thank you for listening.
With you.